Welcome, everybody, to another episode of OTR Vantage Point. I am your host, Mark Kelly from Kelly Defense. Don't forget to check out all the past episodes of Vantage Point, as well as Warhog Words of Wisdom and our flagship On the Range podcast. Now, if you're listening to the audio show, make sure you give us a five-star rating. Leave us a comment, even if it's just an emoji. Interact with the audio page. Leave us a rating. And if you want to support the show and you like what we're doing, visit patreon.com/OnTheRangePodcast. Get exclusive content, early access to vlogs, audio shows, and video shows. Here at Kelly Defense, we have a friend. And she shares a passion with Mama Kelly Defense. They talk about it all the time. Talk about books about it. Talk about magazines, news articles, TV shows, podcasts, and even events, destination events. They even share their personal stories about the subject. Now, a while ago, this friend of ours expressed an interest in writing a story or some kind of book and be published about the subject. Of course, Mama Kelly Defense was excited, told her to go for it, encouraged her, said she couldn't wait to see how it turns out. And as soon as available, we were going to get the first copy that we could get our hands on. And we did. Towards the end of the summer, we found out that she had actually been published and it was online for sale. So naturally, we went out and we got a copy. As soon as it came in the mail, we were happy, took a picture, posted it, told everybody we could how to go purchase the book and how to support our friend and how happy we were that she had pursued this passion of hers. Now, it didn't take long for a response to come back once we posted from our friend, who indicated she was nervous. She was nervous and scared about what people were going to say, and she's always nervous when someone she knows purchases the book. Now, it just came out, but you could tell she was concerned about what people were going to say, and I'm sure that's normal. You put something out there in the marketplace, online, there's some nerves there when you're trying to do something extraordinary, something good. You want people to like it. You want people to like you. Completely understand. But shortly after that, we found out that there were some friends, associates in the workplace that weren't so supportive. They weren't being vicious, but the attitude that was coming out was, you know, why would this person believe that they could write a book? I'm not going to support that. It's not going to be any good. I'm not going to buy it. That kind of thing. And you would ask yourself, most people, why would someone do that? Why would somebody not support their friend? Why would they say something like that? Well, it's my opinion, and my take on it is that some people aren't honest with themselves. Some people want to believe that they're more extraordinary than they actually are. They can be. But when they see someone that they don't believe is extraordinary going out there and doing something awesome, becoming a published author, starting a podcast, starting a YouTube page, selling something, coming up with a product, it makes them feel less extraordinary that they believe they were. They don't feel good about themselves. So they lash out a little bit. Lash out a little bit. Don't be supportive. And it's much easier to do that than it is to take those steps and doing something great. It takes a lot of work to write a book. Figure out how you're going to publish it. Figure out how you're going to sell it. Having it proofread over and over and over and second-guessing yourself. It's not easy to do those things. If it was, everybody would do it. Everybody would be a podcaster. There's a lot of us. But everybody would be a podcaster. Everybody would have their own business. So the subject of this show is to remind you to not listen to those things when you're going to start a goal or pursue a passion. You're going to have all those feelings. It's normal. But if you listen to those naysayers, if you listen to your own voice about what you think people are going to say and you don't start something, you're never going to complete one of those goals. You're just not. So ignore those voices, ignore those other people. Now, someone who cares about you, and if you're they feel that you're going to do something, you know, fiscally irresponsible, or you're going to do something that they're concerned about the outcome for your own personal well-being. Well, then of course you want to listen to that. But I'm talking about the ones that are going to make fun, that are going to shout you down, say you shouldn't do that, that's stupid, that's a waste of your time. You got to ignore those people. And remember, the more goals that you start to accomplish, and you find that if you put the effort forward and you're going to complete more than you fail. But the more you do that, the more success you have, the more goals you accomplish, the number of haters, the number of naysayers are going to grow, because you're doing something that they're only dream about and they never start, and you did it. If you don't start something, you can never finish it. So go out there, be awesome, and tell me what you think about this video. Leave a comment below. I'll also put the link to the book that we're talking about, so you can go out there and support our friend. Make sure that you leave a 5-star rating if you're listening to the audio show, and make sure that you check out all of our videos on YouTube. And also, if you want to support the show and you like what we're doing, you love the content, go check out patreon.com/onthe range podcast. Go out there and have a great day, guys.